Mr. E was just catching up with Mr. Smith when James walked by. Mr. Smith asked Mr. E, "How could you put up with that awful smell of James's?" Mr. E asked Mr. Smith if he could team up with Mr. Jones and come up with a solution for the smell. You're probably going, what's with this? Well, I want to talk about phrasal verbs today. I'm sure you've heard of phrasal verbs before, or you might have heard of them by this other name, compound verb. A phrasal verb is a 2 to 3 word verb, okay? Some are separable, which means you can take some things off, and the meaning is the same. We'll talk about that when we speak about team up with. And other ones are not separable or non-separable, which means you cannot change it or the meaning changes, all right? So let's go to the board and see what Mr. E and Mr. Smith and Mr. Jones, if you ever watched The Matrix, there was something in there for you, all right? What were they talking about? Well, I want to talk about phrasal verbs you can use, and these ones specifically in the workplace, and you'll see what I mean, all right? A phrasal verb is funny because by itself, if you just look at it, it doesn't make sense. Come up with, put up with, team up with, catch up with. You mean, what does it mean? Because catch means this, right? Put means place. And we look here. When I put the verbs, come, it basically means when you come somewhere, right? Arrive or bring. It's a verb. These are all verbs, right? Put means place. So you say this, you put place. Place it somewhere. Catch, right? Sort of like receive. Okay? And team, excuse me for a second. And team is a noun. It's also a verb. But team could be teaming, like team, join. I'm going to put bring here, like come, bring, like bring yourself. You know, they're verbs. They're hard to explain in any simple way, but basically what this is what they mean. But as soon as you add particles or prepositions, don't be confused. I used both because, well, all particles are prepositions, but sometimes prepositions are not particles. Welcome to English. I just teach it. I didn't make the lesson up, okay? So, when we add particles, and a particle is just this. A particle is a preposition that's added to a form, as in a phrasal form verb, and it cannot be changed. So, parts, think of particle as part of something, right? That's it. Prepositions are basically the same. They're up, with, and on, along. Those are prepositions. But when they are joined with phrasal verbs, we call them particles because they have a specific meaning when they're with that verb. Okay? So just remember, a particle cannot be separated from the phrase it's attached to. And you're good to go. All right. So what are we going to do with these particular particles? Up and with. Well, let's start off with the story. What did I say? What was the first thing I said to you? The first thing I said to you was the following. Mr. E was catching up with somebody. Well, what does it mean to catch up with? Well, when we catch up with someone, we can, in this case, catch up, exchange information. So what did you do this summer? I went to Barcelona. Really? Yeah, it was fun. Just catching up with old times or catching up with old stories. There's a second meaning for catch up, though. This one you'll hear usually in the past tense. His past caught up with him. Catch becomes caught. Right? His bad decisions caught up with him. You can also say in the present, these decisions will catch up with you. And that means there's going to be a bad end or a consequence for something you have done already. Usually you hear it in the past tense because those bad things are here now. Sorry. So if they say his past caught up with him, it means all the things he did before, he is now in trouble for now. So watch out that things don't catch up with you. So be good. All right? So that's what catch up means. And at work, you can say, hey, look, all our bad decisions for our last project caught up with us. It means now we're facing the consequences of what we have done, or we're getting in trouble for what we did before. Cool? What about the next one? Because we've got catch up. I said catching up with Mr. Jones, right? So one was exchange of information. And the other one I just said is you can get consequences for what you've done. He said, how could you put up with? Well, put means place. Where did you put it? Where did you place it? Yeah? So when I say, how do you put up with, it's not the same meaning at all. You'll notice over here, when we said catch, we had receive, end, and increase. Let's look at put. Put means place, increase, and surround. Well, this is what it means. With means surrounded, or up means increase. When you put up with somebody, it means to accept something without complaining. If you put up with someone, you accept a situation without complaining. This is a bad smell. How can you put up with it? I plug my nose, I go to work, it's not a problem, right? How can you put up with his bad behavior? I just ignore him, I don't pay attention. Put up means to accept, no complaints, right? So how do you put up with the dog in the house? Oh, I take him for a walk, or I let him go in the backyard. It's not a problem, right? Put up with. Now, what's the third one we did? The third one we did was, could we team up with? Now, this is an interesting phrasal verb. Do you remember at the beginning I said there are separable and non-separable phrasal verbs? There's a reason for that. Many people will say, can I just say team up? And yeah, you could. The general rule for a three-word phrasal verb is you cannot change any of the words. But this one can be used or team up with. Now, specifically, it has to do with word order. When I say team up with, you're going to put the person or the object right away. Can Mr. E team up with James on this project, right? Cool. All right. So, if you're asking if someone can team up with something, let's see. I think I received EI there. Yeah, small mistake. Correct that. All right. That's why I team up with this guy here. He's always telling me what's going on, right? There. Thanks, E. Okay, we got props. All right. So, where was I? So, when we were talking about teaming up, and I said to you, this is one of those, you know, it could be team up or team up with. It depends on the word order. If you're putting it directly, like I want to team up with someone, then we'll say with. Otherwise, you can do it in a different way. Batman and Robin team up all the time, right? Batman teams up with Robin. Yeah, not a big deal. But we're going to follow the rule here. So remember we talked about teaming up, right? Could Mr. E and Mr. Smith team up with Mr. Jones? They want them to join. And remember when we look up here with, right? We got team up together, work together, right? To improve a situation. Usually when you team up, you join together to make something better. Okay, so we got team up with. And the last one was come up with a solution. Once again, come means like bring or arrive. But come up with, what the hell does that mean? Well, we'll look at it. Come up with an addition, right? We go in an addition and improve. So come with something in addition to make it better. When I came up with this idea, it's an idea we didn't have before, additional, and it's to improve the situation. So what did you come up with? Right? So I've given you the story. I'm going to read it again. Try and work it through and think about it. Mr. E was catching up with. Now, in this case, we're not talking about he got in trouble from his past, right? It caught up with him. We're saying exchanging information. Let's catch up. Let's catch up with each other in a couple hours, right? Exchange information, modern information or new information that's happened from before. Okay. Now, when we talk about put up with, what is that? Accept without complaint. It doesn't mean you love it. It just means you, in some ways, ignore it and just say it's okay. It doesn't bother me. I put up with it. If you're a girl and you have a lazy boyfriend, you go, how do you put up with that lazy guy who doesn't want to work? Oh, I put up with him because I love him. Right? She accepts him. I accept him with my heart. It's acceptable. All right. Now, as I said, team up. I love it when the Justice League teams up with the Justice Society. That means nothing to you. So how about this? When Barcelona teams up with Team Madrid for the World Cup, I know it doesn't happen, but imagine if they worked together, they would be the most awesome super team and maybe beat Brazil, right? Not going to happen. All right, but that's what we mean by team up. We're joined forces, right? And we didn't catch up, and we've done come up. We need to come up with a plan. Well, like I came up with this lesson for you, with, right? So we've looked at with or up with, and we use it with different verbs. And we've shown how, even though the verb may have one basic meaning, when you add particles or prepositions, depending on your teacher, almost same thing. When you add them together, it totally changes the meaning of the verb, okay? Now for us, what that means, because I know I was talking to Mr. E earlier, I go, why would they do it? Well, specifically this. When you make phrasal verbs, they capture a unique meaning and it gives more richness or gives more information than just the verb alone. Come means one thing, but come up with means something different. Come means I arrive or I bring something. Come up with means invent something new that's going to improve the situation. Understand? That's why we use phrasal verbs. That's why they're important. And that's why I want you to come back to NGVID, because we have many lessons on phrasal verbs. right? We've got Valen, Alex, who else we got? Adam. Yeah, all these guys teaching wonderful lessons on that. I'd love you to look at not only my own lessons, but theirs. All right? But where are you going to go, right? I'll come up with it in a second. I got it. Why don't you go to Ingvid? www.ing, as in English, vid, as in video. And you can hear the siren. It's time for me to go, right? My past has caught up with me. I've been running. 5 years we've been running this stuff, and finally they caught up with me. I don't know how you put up with me, but I guess the gig is up. Listen, I'll team up with Mr. E another time. Anyway, gotta go. Have a great day. Ingvid, click subscribe. See you. Damn it. I knew I was going to catch up with me.